Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So, Amy, I'm going to talk to you today about bombardier beetles.
I love the sound of that.
I know. Isn't it a great name?
Yes.
And they are on every continent except Antarctica. Usually they're somewhere in that half inch long range, and they come in a variety of patterns. But to give you kind of a quick idea, their basic shape, it looks like somebody took the front two bits of an ant and then stuck it onto a bulging back abdomen.
Oh.
And not much eat them because they have evolved a most impressive defense mechanism. They use chemical warfare.
I love some good chemical warfare. Okay, these are weird looking guys.
Yeah.
I looked them up.
So inside the bombardier, it has two chambers in that big abdomen. One is filled with hydroquinone and hydrogen peroxide, like the stuff we put on wounds.
Ooh.
The other side has a mix of enzymes. And what happens when the bombardier beetle feels threatened is it squeezes them, and those chemicals go into a mixing chamber, okay? And the enzymes break the oxygen out of the hydrogen peroxide, speeds up the reaction, heats up the reaction, and pressure builds up, and it makes this pop sound, and it shoots boiling chemicals. And when I say boiling, ooh, I'm not kidding. It's about 212 degrees.
And the beetle can survive that?
You'll see, ooh, and I have video that I'm going to post in the show notes. It goes pop, 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 and squirts this caustic stuff out. And then smoke is curling up around the beetle.
That's so magic show.
I know.
Weird.
And it's hot enough that it if it squirts it, and it can squirt it pretty much all around its body, it will curl so that that abdomen kind of points up between its legs, which kind of is amazing because then it's shooting this hot stuff past its face, and it's hitting its face and its front legs and the little ants that are trying to attack it. And the little ants are going, die.
Ooh, yeah.
Because it's that hot. Here's the thing that's really insane. So they can launch their chemical attack up to 20 times before running out of ammo.
Wow.
Yeah, so don't corner one of
these guys. These guys are hard to kill.
I know, exactly.
Wow, that is some amazing engineering for something that looks like a sunflower ate half an ant. Because that's what the pictures look like, you guys. So imagine a sunflower with half an ant sticking out the top of it.
Yeah.
And legs out the side.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Weird.
Researchers, I feel so bad for this Japanese common toad. They put the toad and a bombardier beetle in the same container.
Oh, no.
Because they were curious to see what would happen as scientists. And yes, the toad eats the beetle. Boom. And the scientists then say they could hear the bombardier beetle detonating inside the toad. You see the toad looking kind of puzzled. And then 88 minutes later...
88 minutes.
I mean, this toad just looks like, what did I just eat? You know, when he regurgitates the beetle, falls out, his antennae are all slimed down, and he's just like, what? It's like the Ghostbusters. You know,
yeah.
And they're all hit with the slime from the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and it crawls away.
Ooh.
And what kills me is that I was watching this without the sound on, so it had subtitles, and it said, it was fine.
I hope they ultrasounded that the toad to see if its stomach was okay.
I know.
Although,
I
what are they
like,
going to do if
that
it's
that can't
not
have been good for the toad. That was like me eating too much sour candy.
Yes, yes, and ruining the roof of your mouth.
The beetle hits the ground, and the frog is kind of like, oh, shouldn't have eaten this. Really shouldn't have.
The beetle gives him the bird and walks away.
Kind of slimes away.
So clearly, it can thrive in a low-oxygen environment as well.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
So 88 minutes. No one had a good day that day.
No, that could go in our gross episode. That's a good fact. A bad good fact?
That's
I don't
a great
know.
Good fact. And that's all about the bombardier beetle.
Awesome. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.